Good day, everyone. Welcome to part two of our very special audio interview on bullmarketrun.com with Jim Slater, British investment guru, entrepreneur, and author. Jim is unquestionably one of Britain's most astute investors with a particular interest in mining stocks and the gold market. He has been an extremely successful entrepreneur and first became well known for writing a very popular investment column in the Sunday Telegraph back in the 1960s. He is author of many books, including a bestseller, The Zulu Principle, and other great pieces of work such as How to Become a Millionaire, which he co-wrote with Tom Stevenson. Jim is currently deputy chairman of Agrifirma Services Limited, which advises Agrifirma Brazil, an agricultural company in which he has a substantial investment. In September of last year, Jim spearheaded the launching of a junior mining fund, which invests predominantly in smaller mining companies, mostly in the gold sector, which have the potential of becoming the giants of tomorrow. One of those companies, very familiar to Bull Market Run readers, Gold Bullion Development Corporation. It's very true that if you want to make money, surround yourself with people who have money and learn from them. Jim Slater knows how to make money. He has a proven track record, and make sure you check out his website at jimslater.org.uk. Today we continue our conversation with Jim, beginning with a discussion on gold. Traditionally, gold has often gone in the opposite direction of the U.S. dollar, but earlier this year we saw the U.S. dollar going up significantly and gold going up at the same time.
Yeah.
What was your take on that?
I just think it was, both of them were sort of safe haven things, weren't they? The dollar was seen as a safe haven, and gold was seen as an even safer one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're indefinitely linked in a way, but I think I'm not very bullish on the U.S. dollar. I mean, there's some figures out today which make it very clear, and you know, the deficits, really, the unknown deficits there are so big, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For example, unfunded pension schemes and
mm-hmm.
the health service thing and all that. It's frightening, I think, really. I don't think quite like you do in terms of the macro thing on China and gold and the dollar. I've got a view right now that I think gold is one of the better bets for a third of my money.
Mm-hmm.
That's on my third cash, third gold, third well-chosen equities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have well-chosen equities in gold as well. In other words, the criteria are critical for me. In my focus thing, I'm so focused on what I do
and
the shares I like that I don't really bother with too much macro thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my macro thinking worked out, my third idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which third of these is going to be the right one, by the way, but I know I'm going to do pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
In with my well-chosen equities, they do. I mean, just for example, you know, I bought a share last week here called Volex, V-O-L-E-X. It's an industrial company, and about 186, they're currently 240. You know, in a matter of, crystal clear they were going to go up, in a matter of 5 days, 6 days. I mean, that sort of thing, when you can do that
mm-hmm.
with well-chosen equities, I emphasize the word well-chosen.
Yeah.
There's another one I like very much indeed was Andor Technology, which I bought 2 years ago at 80. It's currently 320.
Wow.
4 times up in that time.
Yeah.
So when you can do that, and I've given you those figures when I was writing about it,
mm-hmm.
I'm not really too worried about the generality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Getting back to gold for a minute, Jim.
You are worried about the generality.
Yeah. We all have our different approaches, but I certainly cannot argue with yours because you've been far more successful than I have. But in terms of gold, just getting back to that for a minute, do you have any forecast on where gold may be headed and what's going to drive it?
Well, I really don't know. Obviously, nobody does. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett is the first to say, when everyone asks him about the market, he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you're doing the right thing with method, which incidentally he has, you know, you're going to make money. Let me just try and say on gold, I would be surprised if you want a number that if it doesn't go to 1500 by the end of next year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not someone seeing it going to 3000 or 5000 or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it might do. But I don't need to rely on that. You know.
I'm not sure we want to see the world with gold at $3,000 an ounce.
No. No one knows how the final outcome of what might be called the American financial tragedy that's unfolding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No one knows what the outcome of that's going to be, do they?
You think that's inevitable, that we're looking at sort of catastrophe?
I mean, you know the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the deficit, the... I don't see how the debt's repaid other than devaluing the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Which is happening.
Yeah, and
there are moments of strength.
Mm-hmm.
In general, it's weakening. Mm-hmm. That's why I like gold.
Yeah. Okay, last year you launched, or you helped spearhead the launch of a junior mining fund.
Yes, my son-in-law runs it, but I help him.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's called Junior Mining Fund. We are actually going to change the name to Junior Gold.
Mm-hmm.
We started off thinking we wanted it in all mining things, but we very quickly got in the position where we were just focusing on precious metals.
Mm-hmm.
And we invest with in small cap companies, because, as I said, not only in growth shares, generally UK growth shares, but in mining as well, small cap companies can massively outperform big cap. For example, on the 1st of January last year, not this year, last year, BHP was capitalized at about 40 billion. It's gone up a bit, maybe mm-hmm. 20% or something. But a little Australian company that I happen to like called Norseman was 1.75p. It's currently 42.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots and lots of examples like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make big money, you want to be in the smaller companies. They're under-researched, which is good, and they're on much lower ratings, which is good, because as they get bigger, their rating, not only do their earnings grow, but their rating improves.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an expression that I coined in the Zulu principle, which was that elephants don't gallop. And I like galloping. And fleas can jump 200 times their own body height. So that's, I'm into the fleas.
Elephants don't gallop. That's a great phrase. And
I coined that one.
Yeah, very good. We'll talk about gold bullion development here, too, in a minute. But first off, I know you're very bullish on a company we have not ever mentioned before here at Bull Market Run, Spanish Mountain Gold, SPA,
yes,
on the TSX Venture Exchange, one of the first recognized sediment-hosted bulk tonnage gold systems in British Columbia. It closed at 40 cents yesterday, the 10th of August. The market cap for this stock is only $50 million. They have a 43-101 measured and indicated reserve of 4 million ounces at a 0.3 cutoff at their property in the Quesnel Trough of British Columbia. Jim, that puts only a $12 value or so on each ounce in the ground that they have so far. What does the general market not see in this that you and your friend and business colleague Ian Watson see?
Well, it's very low grade. That's one of the reasons it's put off other people. But it's similar in that way to Brett Resources, which was just taken over by a Cisco.
Mm-hmm.
And the in this particular case, the grade is very slightly lower than Brett Resources, but there's a big area for a starter pit, which is good, which is a much higher grade. And in addition to that, the metallurgy is very good, very simple, and power costs are very low. There aren't the infrastructure problems that there are at Brett. So overall, it's very, very attractive. And the key other point is it's massive tonnage. I mean, I think they'll be talking about, and there's a report by Kaiser, which dated 30th of July, that they're thinking of 40,000 tons per day. That will bring, it'll probably be in the region, they've on their website it had it before, 200,000 ounces per annum. And of course, it's highly leveraged to the gold price being a low, you know, having a low grade. But at the moment, it's just undergoing a preliminary economic assessment. And that's, we're about a month into that. And I think in another 2 months, probably, that will be announced. And that will make it clear that it's, I hope, that it's viable at, certainly at current gold prices. But, I mean, they'd have to be viable so that you can borrow money from the banks. It would have to be viable at 900, and I would think it would be.
So you like the potential cost structure the Spanish Mountain is looking at?
Yes, very much. And the manager of it, managing director, Brian Groves, is excellent. When my partner and I became involved, it was one of these typical Vancouver companies where they have a service company that just provides everything, accounting services, drilling, geological help. But we helped him cancel that arrangement. And the two directors that were involved with it resigned. And we appointed then a new COO, a new finance director, and a new geologist. And it's a very, very good team now. I think it will surprise.
And that's one of the keys, isn't it? You know, having a company like this with the right people at the helm?
Yes, very much so. By the way, this departs from my normal principle for the Junior Mining Fund. The Junior Mining Fund has got a big stake in Spanish Mountain, as indeed I have and my partner has, but normally I invest in shares that are producing, and there are a few exceptions. Gold Bullion, you mentioned, is one of them, and so is Spanish Mountain. But normally I like shares that are producing, increasing production, a highly prospective deposit, open in all directions, including depth, no environmental problems, good balance sheet, strong cash flow, and, you know, really so many reasons for going up in price, I mean.
Yeah.
That's my normal criteria, but with I'd make an exception of this one, because we have got a state, we have got an influence on the management, and it's very strong management, and we, you know, we're not going to just have to sit and wait for some idiots, as is sometimes the case, to do something.
Spanish Mountain has a 100% interest in three earlier stage properties north and south of the Spanish Mountain project, so there is still a lot of upside potential.
Yes, on the others, but the main one is unquestionably Spanish Mountain. And it's just bought the adjoining property. I can't remember the name of it at the moment. It's Cedar Mountain or something like that. Cedar is the word in it, but it's Cedar something. And that one also is quite prospective and absolutely adjoins it. So it's a very big site. We'll find a lot more over the course of the next few years. But it would have at least a 10-year life as it is.
Yeah.
And but most of these mines like that grow as you keep developing, you know.
Spanish Mountain is sitting just above its rising 200-day moving average, where it has consistently found support for the past year. Do you put much emphasis, Jim, on technical analysis of junior resource stocks?
Well, one of my, not on junior mining, I'll just come to it generally, if I may. On technical analysis, I am not a great supporter of, but with my method that I evolved on growth shares, I just want to come back to that, where, you know, low multiple, high growth rate, et cetera, et cetera. I did add in good relative strength in the previous year. And you may have read the book by James O'Shaughnessy on, what's it called? What Works on Wall Street. A very good book, by the way. It analyzes 40 years of past performance from 2000 backwards on what has happened with over 40 years. And one of his best ingredients, statistics, and he did it, isolated them, was good relative strength in the previous year. So I think it kind of tells you if you've got something wrong. In other words, if all the fundamentals are right, but it's just not acting well. I use it as that way, in that way. It's a measure. I wouldn't buy a thing because the chart says so. Personally, I wouldn't. Some people make money at it, but I like the fundamentals.
Yeah. You're very high on Spanish Mountain.
I would buy things on the chart.
Yeah, yeah. You're very high on Spanish Mountain, and also gold bullion development. What got you excited about gold bullion?
You've looked at yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like that. It's low grade again, but it's growing very fast, massive tonnage, and it's on that. I think it's called Malartic Trend. Is that right? The name?
The Cadillac Trend, correct?
The Cadillac. No, it was Malartic. Anyway, yes, okay. Cadillac Trend. And it's got a very big, it's very similar to a Cisco, which is now capitalized at $4.3 billion. And it to me, it's a sort of very, I've met the management team and I'm impressed with them. And they're handling it all right, I think. I'd like to see them in due course move from exploration to development, because that's where the money is. At the moment, of course, another great feature of it is it's in Quebec, so you can explore there and get half the money back, which is from the government, which is very attractive.
Yeah, it's a very politically safe area to do exploration
in the world.
Ranked as the number one place, actually, in the world to do mining and exploration, so they are certainly in the right area.
For that reason as well. I haven't got many shares in that category, you see. If you looked at the Junior Mining Fund and my own portfolio, I would say 75% of the money, 80%, would be 75, 80 in producing companies on the lines I've said, small cap, with all the criteria that are on my website listed, and there are about 10 criteria. But then I've got Spanish Mountain; it's got about 10% of that, and it's got quite a big holding and a growing holding, which we like it a lot in gold bullion. There aren't many of that. It's quite a compliment to it because there aren't many like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
When did you start accumulating gold bullion?
Oh, about, I'm just thinking, about 6 months ago. And then I added to it 3 months ago, and then we've added more recently. That's one thing I do, by the way. One thing I should have elaborated. When I said I cut profits and run profits, I go much further than that. I cut losses, I should have said.
Yep.
I cut losses, and I add to things that are making money. It's much more difficult for some people to do. So you cut your losses and you add to those that are making money. That's a real test.
So I would assume you perhaps plan on further adding to what you hold in gold bullion. Any other junior mining stocks, Jim, that you want to point out to us?
Well, yes, I like Norseman in Australia. And another one there I like, which is very current, is Focus Minerals, nearby to it. They're both, these are producing companies, and with pretty good balance sheets, and will be up to 150,000 ounces in over a period, 60,000 this year, 105 is the guidance for next year, and 140 for the following year. And then they can expand the mill, this is Norseman, by spending a relatively small amount and get to 180,000. Five mines feeding them. It's a fill-the-mill policy sort of thing.
What's your take on Australia at the moment? Because it has come under a lot of criticism.
That was resolved, really. That tax problem, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't worry me.
Yeah, okay.
It's a pretty good place to be. I mean, I prefer Quebec.
I prefer
Canada.
Yeah.
But having said that, I think Australia is a pretty good second. By the way, there's a very big arbitrage between the Australian and Canadian market. In the sense that, for example, there's one of the shares there, Crocodile, is an Australian company quoted on the TSX. Well, these other companies I'm talking about will consider getting quoted on the TSX because the ratings are much higher. There's a more savvy, much more savvy mining community in Canada than there is in Australia.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's very much embedded in the Canadian culture, and you know, that's what we do very well, right?
We're much better at it.
We're good at that. We're good at you know, creating very good hockey players too.
Yes.
Jim, it's been wonderful to chat with you here this morning, and there's so many things that we could keep talking about. I would love the opportunity to get you back on Bull Market Run again in the very near future.
One thing you were going to do is remind them of my website.
Yes, it is jimslater.org.uk.
That's it.
And we encourage everybody to go visit that, jimslater.org.uk. There's a wealth of information on that site, and you can learn a lot more about Jim and his incredible track record and investment philosophy on that website. It's a very good site, Jim, so we encourage people to check that out. And at 80 years young, Jim, you're still going 81. Strong. What, 81 now? You're still going strong. What's your secret?
I think I do quite a bit of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, I eat reasonably carefully.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to travel overseas too much. Don't like airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're not, I don't think long distance travel is good for you. And I enjoy what I do. I'm keeping going in business, that's another thing. A lot of my friends have retired early and they're not around anymore.
So you're keeping active,
yes.
Physically and mentally, and that's a key reason.
I go on doing it while it's still fun.
Yeah, great to hear. Jim, thank you very much again for joining us. Any last parting words here for our listeners here today?
Yes, may the force be with you.
Wonderful. Jim, we appreciated our time with you here this morning, and again, the invitation is there to come back on with us
at any point. Wait to hear from you.
And we'll love to get you back on here, and there's so many issues that we can go into detail on, so we do look forward to that somewhere down the road here. Jim Slater, the investment guru, joining us here on the line from London, England. Thank you very much, Jim, here on bullmarketrun.com, where we bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.